What does God mean to you? You say you miss the word God in my letters. Well, you may miss the word, but you do not miss him, do you? He turns up in almost every paragraph under the name of creative mind, life, love, principle. Indeed, he turns up every instant in every nook and corner of you as you think or live. There is no other mind or life than the creator and governor of the universe. You have that mind and life, hence your permanence, your immunity from disease and decrepitude. You are using that mind and life right now in following this argument. You see, many of the most valuable words in the English language have, in the long course of years, been so distorted or cluttered with unwarranted interpretations and usages that they have lost their power to express the thought originally intended to be conveyed. This is particularly true in the field of theology. Take such words as sacrifice, salvation, atonement. What do they mean to you? Is that meaning clear-cut and exact? Do the words have the same signification for you that they have for others? Can you be sure when you use the word Christ, for example, that it has precise meaning for you and the same precise meaning for your listener? People long experienced in writing or in public speaking discover that they fail to make their meaning as clear to their audience as they would like. This is largely due to the indefiniteness of the language they employ and the lack of agreement between people as to what certain words mean. It is safe to say that there are as many conceptions of God as there are human beings. Each has his own picture, and, if I dare say it, that picture is all too often rather obscure. But when we call the Supreme Being mind, life, love, principle, we begin to get somewhere, because everyone knows and even feels something of what each of these momentous words means. Moreover, all people are pretty much in agreement as to that meaning. So that to refer to the Supreme Being as mind, life, love, or principle immediately charges the language of the speaker or writer with dynamics. People get his thought, his mental picture. In ordinary parlance, they know what he is talking about and are correspondingly touched or moved by what he says. Their attention is arrested, their thinking is stimulated.